Well, getting a nice tight seal on your do-it-yourself plumbing projects is very important to ensure that you've got a leak-free future.
You got that right, and there are a couple of ways to make sure that happens. For expert tips, we turn now to host Kevin O'Connor and plumbing expert Richard Trethewey from TV's This Old House. So, gentlemen, where do we begin?
If a plumbing project is in your future, the best way to make sure it remains leak-free for the long haul is by doing a good job soldering pipes. Richard, that's your specialty. So what's the secret to a job done right?
Well, as the good painters will tell you, it's all in the prep. For soldering copper pipes, you want to be sure we clean both the pipe and the fittings with an emery cloth. And then you apply flux and make sure there's a good clean fit there together. Now, when I go to solder, I love using a propane torch with this little trigger on it. It has a little sparker on it, and it'll light that flame easily without having to work with matches or a striker. And that's really handy. And when you're putting that heat onto the joint, always apply the heat to the opposite side of where you're going to apply the solder. Solder will actually go towards the heat in any direction. And always wear safety glasses.
So what if a homeowner is not comfortable with that big propane torch? They don't like soldering. Are there other alternatives? Or how do you feel about compression joints?
Yeah, there's compression fittings. There's ones that have been around for a long time. The traditional compression fitting that requires you to take two wrenches and tighten up that nut. And what it'll do, it'll squeeze down a little brass ring inside called a ferrule to make a watertight connection. Now, they also make a new fitting on the market. They call them shark bites. And actually sticks in like a Dutch finger. The pipe goes in and gets locked in, but you can actually take it apart later to disassemble it. Now, I obviously prefer soldering because I know how to. And if you want to know more about how to, there's a step-by-step video about how to solder copper pipes properly. Visit thisoldhouse.com.
Now, if you don't happen to have one of those compression fittings, can you use the Chinese finger puzzle?
Yeah, that's right.
It works the same way.
And don't get your fingers stuck in it. It's painful.
Richard Trethewey, Kevin O'Connor from This Old House. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit. Great tip, guys.
Glad to be here.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, guys. You know, those are some great ideas to make sure that your plumbing projects are absolutely done right. If you want some more tips, head on over to thisoldhouse.com, and there you can watch step-by-step videos of the project so you will learn exactly what you need to know.
And This Old House is proudly brought to you by The Home Depot. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Okay, still ahead, buying a fire extinguisher for your home is a good idea, but you got to know what type you need to make sure.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.